Hey, Vikings fans, welcome to Lincoln Financial Field. This is the Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. Mike Wobshaw with the VEN, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, bummed out after a Vikings loss 21-10 to the Philadelphia Eagles. Paul, what you doing?
Looking for everybody who is jumping off the Vikings bandwagon after just one loss. Vomit guy from Fridley, he's off the Vikings bandwagon. Judd from Chicago, he's off the Vikings bandwagon.
Well, there's a couple more there.
Yeah, they're, you know what, they're jumping in after one loss.
Are
from
you?
Six games. Are you kidding me? If the bandwagon goes alphabetically, I'm Allen holding the reins, excited to go to Chicago so I can chirp at this beast and go, yeah, let's go, because it didn't go today and there will be no high-fiving on Between the Lines provided by Gatorade.
They call Philadelphia a tough guy town. Mike Zimmer's tough guy defense actually played tough today. I mean, Carson Wentz going to be a very good player, is going to get even better.
I love it.
He had a tough day today. We'll get to the Vikings offensive struggles in a minute. But Mike Zimmer's defense did play well today on the road. A few things that they can hang their hat on.
Well, the defense gave the team an opportunity to win, which is really all you can ask for. There are so many things that just threw this thing pear-shaped. All the turnovers that you're just not used to seeing the Vikings commit. We got down to first and goal at the two. We couldn't get in. Bradford had his interception-less streak snapped at 157. He was under a lot of pressure, sacked five or six times. It was antithetical in a lot of ways to what we had seen through the first five games. Team's 5-1, still atop the NFC North. Yeah, I thought we would win today. But nevertheless, we'll try again against Chicago a week from Monday, and I think we'll be all right.
There's something weird. The Vikings defense, though, didn't have any sacks. It's kind of weird. They did a good job of turning the ball
over. Stop talking like that.
So we'll get back on that with the Vikings defense next week in Chicago, hopefully. Vikings offense struggled.
Yeah. This is no knock on J. Ron Kearse. God bless J. Ron. He's a rookie. I hope Andrew Sendejo's okay.
Yeah.
All right, he had an interception. Carson Wentz never throws picks. Sendejo is playing at an incredibly high level this year. I hope Andrew ends up being okay. I'm sorry I clomped.
Well done. No, I do too. Now, Vikings offense had trouble turning the ball over, had trouble protecting the passer, could never really get anything going, as you said, got down onto the two-yard line and couldn't punch it in. So there are going to be some things to correct there. You had some special teams miscues as well. So we'll move on. The Vikings
fall.
And it's
windy here and your hair's
blowing.
Yeah,
my hair's getting messed up.
It's hair right there.
Vikings fall to 5-1. They have a Monday night football game against the Chicago Bears next week. So an extra day to prepare and then get back on the road again against the Bears at Soldier Field, a place this team won last year.
Blair Walsh, by the way, hit a 48-yard field goal into the wind and also made an extra point. He was 5 of 5 against Houston, 4 extra points and a 19-yard field goal. So maybe Blair's hot. And, you catch an injury-riddled Bears squad where at last check it might be Matt Barkley playing quarterback. Ain't going to be Brian Hoyer. He broke his arm in the Packers game. Maybe Cutler comes back. But there are many reasons to dust off your proverbial booties, go practice, get things solidified, and just come back and try to win a game and go to 6-1, get back to U.S. Bank Stadium, play the Lions. You know, one thing that was interesting to me today, and I'll be curious to hear during the course of the week what they say about it, is the offensive line was just weird early in the game. You got Jake Long in there, then you got T.J. Clemmings at right tackle. Jeremiah Searles is out, then Clemmings is back at left tackle. Just they're, you know, for a unit that is in search of cohesiveness, it was interesting to see that approach to get Long up to speed. But nevertheless, hopefully he's no worse for the wear, and maybe he'll eventually help Minnesota Moving Company.
Yeah, and you can call it off, the search party.
Yeah.
We did find it.
We found the Vikings' first loss.
We did.
And, you know, I even went to the Philadelphia proper last night, and I sneaked inside the freaking Liberty Bell, and I couldn't find it there.
Right.
But we found it at Lincoln Financial Field.
And, Nate, if you turn around, those are the machines that helped find the Vikings. So they had to unearth Lincoln Financial Field. They finally did find the first Vikings loss. It was right here in Philadelphia.
North Dakota State University and Bismarck a little love here just quickly. Said it to Wobby privately. Might have put it on Twitter somewhere during the course of the week. Stick by my opinion. I love Carson Wentz. I think within 3 or 4 years, Carson Wentz is going to be one of the very best quarterbacks in the NFL. I love everything about the kid. God bless you, Carson. I'm sorry that you won today trying to beat you with our favorite team, but I stick by what I said with that arm, that size, that pocket awareness, the huddle presence. Carson Wentz is going to be a star. Didn't look that great today, but then again, nobody looks great against Zimmer's defense. Carson Wentz, he's going to be a good one.
And we love the way the Vikings respond to adversity and bounce back after losses under Mike Zimmer, and they will do that next week against the Chicago Bears, and we'll be able to watch it. It'll be in prime time, and the game will be on the Vikings Radio Network. Until then, go to Vikings.com, catch all of our content from the game.
Oh, that's right.
We can't do that, but we'll be doing it next week when the Vikings take on the Chicago Bears on Monday Night Football. Until then, stay tuned to Vikings.com for more.